This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. From Murfreesboro to Smyrna, Eagleville to Laverne, Leanna to Barfield, and everywhere in between. If it matters to you, you'll hear about it in the next hour here on Rutherford Issues. Now your host, Brian Barrett.
Good afternoon, everyone. Zach Troutman filling in for Brian Barrett today on Rutherford Issues. This, well, I'd say it's lovely, but it's a little bit gloomy Thursday afternoon. Speaking of gloomy weather, we'll be getting a little bit of an update on that throughout the show. Our Weather Eye Center staff is standing by to give us the latest updates as usual. We hope everybody's having an excellent day, and we've got an information-filled show coming up next, the Huckabee Report. Mike Huckabee is here and ready to give us his opinions on the news of the day. Probably a little bit of talk about the State of the Union address, if I had to guess. Mike Sparks, State Representative Mike Sparks, no stranger to WGNS. You can listen to him tomorrow morning right here on WGNS as well, but he'll give us a little bit of a preview here in about 10 minutes. He'll be joining us on the air via phone to talk about what is on his mind. And then Todd Bale from the Boys and Girls Club of Rutherford County, all that coming up in the second half of our program. Right now, though, as promised, the Huckabee Report with Mike Huckabee.
FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450. Now, the Huckabee Report. News and views from Mr. Conservative Mike Huckabee. Brought to you by
Mills Family Pharmacy at 2898 South Church Street.
This is the Huckabee Report for Thursday. I'm Mike Huckabee from Santa Rosa Beach, Florida.
This is Chad Mills with Mills Family Pharmacy.
And this is Rebecca Mills.
We're a family-owned and operated business, and when you come in my doors, we try to treat everybody with dignity and respect. We just try to treat everybody like their family.
We're talking with customers at Mills Family Pharmacy. We asked customer Chris Ashley why he shops at Mills.
Great customer service, and Chad and Rebecca go out of their way to take care of every need for my family.
Mills Family Pharmacy, helping your family stay healthy. Mills Family Pharmacy is on South Church across from Indian Hills.
There's an old saying, never wrestle with a pig. You could just end up covered in mud and the pig enjoys it. Well, that happens too often when ordinary people get sucked into political campaigns. The latest person to learn that lesson is Warren Buffett's secretary, Debbie Bosanek. President Obama's favorite billionaire helped set off the whole class warfare theme of this election by complaining that his secretary paid a higher tax rate than he did. Now, the left has been making hay out of that by playing up the image of the poor, underpaid secretary and the coddled billionaire. Now, I don't know if Ms. Bosanek asked to be dragged into this, but she did accept an invitation to the State of the Union, and who wouldn't? But Obama used her as a human exhibit A for his tax increase on the wealthy, and now she's part of the argument. So, here comes the flying mud. Forbes just pointed out that the next higher tax rate beyond the 15% on Buffett's investment income is 19%, and that would mean that she has to make between $200,000 and $500,000 a year. Now, I'm sure she earns every penny, but it's not exactly what most people pictured when they thought of a poor secretary's wages. That story has now prompted some of the right to demand that she release her private tax forms, just like politicians are pressured to do, in order to prove that she's not part of that vilified 1%. My suggestion to her, go home, wash off the mud, and never accept any more invitations to political events. That is, unless you really enjoy the pig wrestling. Nancy Pelosi learned a lesson you'd think she'd learned long ago. Don't poke Newt Gingrich unless you want to get bitten. She told CNN that she knows something about Gingrich and that he would never be president. The implication was that she had some dirt on his confidential finances while she was on a House committee and would torpedo him later by revealing it, which, by the way, wouldn't be legal. So Gingrich called her bluff. He told her that if she knows some big dark secret about him, then put up or shut up and just tell everyone what it is right now. Well, Representative Pelosi seems to have developed a sudden case of laryngitis. Her spokesman now says that she just meant that she knows Gingrich won't be president. Up next, maybe you can eat fried foods after all. Happy New Year from Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? Well, Quicken Loans closes a majority of their home loans in 30 days or less. That way you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. Experience their personal service because it's simply amazing. Take a few moments out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 877-511-1330. That's 877-511-1330 or visit them online at quickenloans.com. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Finally, imagine fried food that doesn't raise your risk of heart disease or premature death. University researchers in Madrid followed over 40,000 people on a typical Spanish diet and found that even though they ate fried foods, they didn't have the heart problems that plague so many Americans. They think the secret is in the oils they use. The researchers said eating fried foods in moderation may not be bad for your heart if you only fry them in olive oil or safflower oil. And this is the Huckabee Report.
Catch Mike Huckabee's views on the day's news every morning and afternoon here on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS. The Huckabee Report is brought to you by
Mills Family Pharmacy at 2898 South Church Street.
Score big this week at Ford of Murfreesboro. We're keeping the drive alive by putting our biggest and best players on the front line. Go big with the mighty 2012 F-250 Super Duty Crew Cab 4x4. $12,000 off MSRP. Score big this week at Ford of Murfreesboro, your go-to dealer for Ford trucks and the number one Ford dealer in Middle Tennessee, 1550 Broad Street or fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Discount on 2012 F-250 Super Duty Crew Cab 4x4, stock number E823583, number one volume ranking based on November 2011 sales report, retail and fleet cars and trucks combined. Offer expires February 3rd.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Beth Smith is our Toots Outstanding Volunteer. No matter what task she takes on as a volunteer, she goes well beyond the extra mile. For the past several years, Beth has coordinated a literacy project to get a dictionary to every third grade student in our local schools. And when someone needs a helping hand or a caring ear in which to confide, she's always there, no matter what else is on her plate. We say thank you to Beth Smith.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. We've been so blessed here in Rutherford County, and we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our three Rutherford County locations. Our original Toots on Northwest Broad Street, Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, and our newest location at South Church Street and Barfield Road.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
Zach Troutman back today for Brian Barrett on Rutherford Issues, and I'm joined now by a close associate of Mr. Brian Barrett, State Representative Mike Sparks. How you doing?
Hey, Zach, doing good.
Good to hear from you. Now, we were alerted to a little bit of a strange story. Actually, you can find this online at dnj.com, and if you have the DNJ in print, it was reported on there. Very strange story involving something that I know personally bothers me a little bit, too, which is, interstate driving. You got those big trucks that are hauling you knows what, have those giant tires pick things up off the road, and sometimes that can be a real hazard, and a hazard that's pretty hard to regulate too, and sometimes with some especially dangerous consequences. And you actually were almost a witness to one such incident. Is that right?
Well, yeah, it was kind of ironic, and that was the story about, I think the headline we read something like man hurt by rock through windshield or something. We get a few complaints. I know Keith Bratcher, who serves on the county's road board, had called about the Walter Hill and some of the debris that gets in the road in front of the landfill. And I just happened to be out there, and I stopped and talked to the street sweeper, just asked how often they clean the road, and I noticed a truck on the side of the road. And I happened to go over there, and there was probably about, I don't know if you'd say a small a large, about a softball-sized rock. It had to went through there, but the guy, I happened to go to school with the guy, Brian Galford is his name, and he was going into the convenience center and happened to be following a trash truck. We assume he couldn't really remember the truck, but he said the rock. He said it was as high as the power line, and come right through his windshield. It hit his steering wheel, bent his steering wheel in probably about an inch or two. I seen the steering wheel, and it tore up a piece of his dash, and it grazed his neck, and then went back out the back windshield. And I mean, it was just the strangest thing to be talking to him and seeing the remnants of the rock and the cut on his neck. And I mean, he still had mud and debris on his neck.
Right.
And it was just the wildest thing that I'd ever seen. And ironically, I happened to have transportation meeting 2 hours later, and I brought it up in transportation. And the only thing I could think of, I was talking to the sheriff's deputy, was maybe a rock got wedged between the dually rear tires, and it just slung it up like a slingshot. And boy, that you talk about somebody being within an inch of his life. In his case, it may have been within a quarter of an inch of his life, because it almost got that artery on his neck. And it was just wild.
Now, in a situation like that, would that gentleman be the one responsible for, I suppose, damage to the car, medical expenses?
Well, you know, it's hard to identify the, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really say it'd be the truck driver in front of his fall. I can't really say that. It was just the debris in the road. And
right.
It was just ironic that's kind of why I was going there, was to check on the road. And and they do, Waste Management looks like they do a great job of keeping that road clean. I was talking to THP Lieutenant yesterday with commercial vehicle enforcement, and he said maybe a rock just happened to, you know, someone was hauling off some debris and something fell out of the back of a truck. And it was just scary, you know, knowing that you know, here this guy's talking to me 10 minutes after this accident. He was still a little shell-shocked with it, and knowing that he could have easily been killed or paralyzed or maimed for life.
But it's tough to know sometimes how those situations are going to shake down exactly. So the best thing to do, the best policy, is just to be as careful driver as you can be and hope that everyone else on the road follows the same.
Yeah, you know, the commercial enforcement, I was talking to that officer, and he said, you know, these trucks, they're by law required to have tarps over the debris to hold it in, and the rock haulers, which in this case, it couldn't have been a dump truck hauling rock, you know, in my opinion, because they were going in rather than coming out.
Right.
And I just think that the truck just picked up something in the road and just slung it up like that. And you know, it's kind of hard to identify. But THP did assure me that they were going to have some commercial enforcement out there the next few days, kind of watching these trucks and make sure that they're tarping this stuff down, and they've got the mud flaps behind the dually tires. But you know, Brian happened to go to Smyrna High School with me, and you know, I'm just glad that he's okay.
And of course, it's good policy as always too. You know, those signs on the back of the trucks that say, if you can read this, you're too close.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're there for a reason. That's not a bad idea either. So,
I tell you, it was just, like I say, it's just one of those
one
rare
of those
moments.
Things.
You see something, and you're just kind of awestruck with you know, how close this guy could have lost his life.
Yeah.
I mean, you never see a rock go through a windshield and then back out the window and graze a neck and bend a steering wheel. I mean, to bend a steering wheel, that's got to have some force behind it.
Well, that man was extremely lucky, and perhaps it was a little bit of divine intervention that you happened to be there and could bring that up at the meeting a couple hours
later.
Yeah,
it kind of worked out great. I don't know if my transportation members took it as seriously as I did, because
right.
I just happened to witness it. But I thought about bringing them in the newspaper article the next week, just let them know. I mean, a lot of these other members don't have landfills in their districts.
Right.
Jefferson Pike, you know, as you know, Zach, we've pushed to try to widen that. For many years, the county commission, Commissioner Jack Black and Will Jordan and others have pushed to try to get that wide. And TDOT's assured us that from Jefferson Pike all the way out to 96, that it would be widened. But, you know, wheels of government oftentimes turn very slowly.
That is true. Let's talk for just a moment about something else that you have a definite interest in, which is, and I don't know if this is among the subjects that you might want to be discussing tomorrow when you're a guest on the Action Line, the synthetic drug legislation, that seems to be, that has really picked up a lot of steam since I remember first hearing people really talking about it, and that is that's a major issue now.
Well, you know, it really is, and one thing I'm proud of WGNS and the difference they make, and also the Dayton News Journal. You know, if you remember, Zach, we done a show probably 5-6 months in Smyrna, one of the remotes, and we had AG's investigator on, and Lieutenant Egon Grisham, the Sheriff's Department, and also Melvin Cunningham out of Murfreesboro PD, talking about these synthetics. And, you know, I still get a few people today that'll be like, well, what are you talking about? They don't know what it is. In fact, right. I talked to someone of the day that's pretty high up liaison here in Tennessee, and this lady didn't know what I was talking about, and I was kind of disappointed that she wasn't aware of these synthetic drugs. But
well, if
it
I
is
might,
a big issue. It's an issue that's costing the taxpayers, and it's also impacting families.
It is, and if I might, let me ask you this, because this is one that I hear personally from a lot of people, and it might seem like an obvious question to you, but I think there's a lot of people who it's still not, which is these things carry tags like bath salts, plant food, things like that. There are, though, legitimate bath salts out there.
Yeah.
Like, there's not just because something is labeled as a bath salt, a plant food. Because I think a lot of people hear some of these reports and they say, oh, well, that's labeled as a bath salt, as a plant food in the store. That's just bogus. But that's just one of these sort of things they try and pass it off as. But there are other legitimate products carrying that title.
Well, you know, drugs, and I happen to serve on the health committee with the state, and I'm fortunate to be appointed that by Speaker Harwell. And you know, these issues, the cultural issues, social issues, you know, they do are something that I really want to make an impact on, because these things are breaking the taxpayers. We're facing an epidemic of a drug problem, and I'll challenge anyone who not to sound but disagreeable, but if someone doesn't think it's an impact, the next crime that's going to be committed in Rutherford County, I'll argue, is drug-related if it's a serious crime, whether it's home break-ins or meth or robbery or anything else is usually drug-related. And, you know, I don't think just inventing legislation is going to stop it. I mean, we've got a strong lack of morality problem, I feel, as a culture, and we've got to get back to some basics and turn it around. I mean, hiring new police officers, building bigger jails, you know, especially when the taxpayers don't have the money. I mean, the counties, the states, and the municipalities don't have the money to keep funding these things to the levels that they've been funded the past 10 and 20 years. But these drug dealers, these market owners that were recently charged, I think there's 30, now there's 37 of them. They got another one in Smyrna the other day. And they're legal, they're drug dealers is all they are. And I had a reporter call me out of New York about this the other day, and I didn't know what angle he's coming at it. I thought he might have been coming at it from like big governments hurting markets or something, or pro-marijuana stance. I didn't really know, but and I told him, I said, here, call the Poison Control Center, talk to them, talk to some ER physicians, and I gave him a number of a mother, and I hope Brooke Wyatt and her son's really been strong advocates against this, and cover the emotional impact. Oftentimes, we don't see the human element of now that mother's in debt $22,000, and
right.
She's on a teacher's salary.
Right.
You know, and I mean, I had a you know, I'm up here and I share some of these convictions with others, and everybody kind of has their own forte, I guess, and issues that are important to them. But I think it's just destroying our country and it's destroying our community.
Well, and we want to thank you, because information is the information and education on the subject matter is the first step, and is arguably, I would say, maybe the biggest step towards making an impact. And so we want to thank you for really championing this cause, really getting out there, letting people know what's going on, what they can do to take action to prevent it. So thank you, State Representative Rex Marks.
Thank you so much for joining us, WGNS, for being the good neighbor that y'all are and making such a difference in this community, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in the morning.
Take care, sir.
All right.
Bye.
All right, State Representative Mike Sparks, thanks once again for him to talking to us. We always like to talk to him. You can hear him in the morning on the Action Line, among with several other delegates, as Bart Walker interviews them from the Tennessee General Assembly. That is tomorrow morning on the Action Line. We're going to take a quick break for the news. Todd Bale from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County joins us right on the end of that. You're listening to WGNS Rutherford Issues.
This is Chad Mills with Mills Family Pharmacy.
And this is Rebecca Mills.
We're a family-owned and operated business, and when you come in my doors, we try to treat everybody with dignity and respect. We just try to treat everybody like their family.
We're talking with customers at Mills Family Pharmacy. We asked customer Chris Ashley why he shops at Mills.
Great customer service, and Chad and Rebecca go out of their way to take care of every need for my family.
Mills Family Pharmacy, helping your family stay healthy. Mills Family Pharmacy is on South Church across from Indian Hills.
A Murfreesboro bank robbery. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. Cornerstone Financial Credit Union on Northfield Boulevard was robbed at gunpoint Thursday afternoon just before 1. Murfreesboro Police Officer Kyle Evans has the story.
A white male wearing camouflage, including the camouflage mask, entered the Cornerstone Financial Bank at 130 West Northfield Boulevard. He was armed with a gun and he demanded money from the tellers. The tellers complied, handed the money over, and he was able to leave the bank in the area on foot. We believe at some point he did get into a gold four-door, possibly a Buick sedan, and flee the area by vehicle before officers could set up a perimeter. If anybody has information in this case, please call 893-1311 immediately.
The news brought to you by Dr. Mark Kessner, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center, on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. If you've been told you have to live with pain, relief is possible. Call Dr. Mark Kessner at 895-1253 to set up a free consultation. A fire truck leaving the Vine Street Fire Hall Thursday afternoon collided with a motorist turning from East Sevier Street onto Spring Street next to NHC. The wreck occurred just about 2. Reports indicate nobody seriously hurt, but a car that was hit by the fire truck was heavily damaged. 60-year-old Carolyn Bell Jones of Manchester, indicted by the Coffee County Grand Jury on one count of theft over $60,000. TBI began investigating the missing funds after the owners of Vickers Concrete Reinforcing discovered suspicious transactions made for Jones' personal expenses. Jones served as the company's bookkeeper. County non-seasonally adjusted unemployment rates for December of 2011, released Thursday, show that the rate decreased in 56 counties, increased in 27, and remained the same at 12. Tennessee's unemployment rate for December fell to 8.7%, and that is down from the November revised rate of 9.1%. I'm Ron Jordan, WGNS News.
I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Discount Auto Repair in Murfreesboro. What makes us different than other repair shops? We proudly employ Christian technicians. Our mechanics are honest, they do high-quality work, and they only recommend service and repairs that are truly needed for your car or truck. Give us a call at 896-1407 or just stop on by. Remember, at Robert's, we beat the dealership on service and price.
Robert's Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Weather-eye.
Scattered showers continuing tonight, mainly cloudy. Low near 40, becoming sunny on Friday with a high of 51. Friday night, clear to partly cloudy, low 35. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 61.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete, 225-9500. The best quality cement and stone products for your driveway, patio, wall, or any concrete project. We'll get it to your job on time. Your successful concrete project starts with Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete.
WGNS AM/FM Murfreesboro. Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS Murfreesboro.
Zach Troutman filling in for Brian Baer today, and we are back with our guest, Todd Bale. Todd,
good afternoon.
How you doing today?
Lovely on this kind of wet day.
That's what I've been saying the whole time. I'd like to say lovely on this lovely day, but it's not quite as lovely as I hoped it would be.
They used to call that liquid sunshine in Northwest when I was there.
I always hear, I'm not a Tennessee native, but I'm always told that Middle Tennessee, especially, if you don't like the weather, wait about 10 minutes and it'll change.
It'll change.
So hopefully that's the case right now. You told me when you walked in the door that I couldn't have possibly given a better segue to this interview than what Representative Mike Sparks said. When we were talking to him on the phone a moment ago.
Phenomenal setup. I mean, you know, we're a community that grows exponentially, 47% growth in 10 years.
Which is unbelievable. That's an incredible amount. And it really took me by surprise, because for a lot of that time I've been here and I lived here in the area. And just looking around, I mean, I know that we're a growing city, but I would have never guessed to that degree, you know? It struck me.
And as the commerce comes and jobs come, that's number will continue to grow year after year. So, but back to his point, you know, it is a morality issue, and it's much cheaper to invest in kids at young ages. It is to build jails and lead those folks through endless trials and supervision. So we feel like, you know, we're part of the community network and part of the solution. And so United Way, who I'm here on behalf of today, is part of that. We've been with United Way for 24 of our 25 years. And both commit to the same things, building hope and opportunity in this community for those who need us.
What is some of the, you know, you see there's not, there seem to be less and less nowadays places where kids can go, younger people can go to get a good influence, get, you know, some education, some productive activities outside of school. What kind of things are these kids falling into if they're not going to a Boys and Girls Club or they're not going to something like that?
You know, we have a youth development strategy. It's BUIC, Belonging, Usefulness, Influence, and Competency. And if kids can't get those things in positive outlets, they're going to find negative outlets. Well, that's gang activity, the wrong set of peers, or using drugs, whatever that is. But, you know, we believe in giving kids hope and opportunity and some good environment, some folks who care about them. We transport now to 39 schools in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, over 750 kids a day. The number one, number two most attended Boys and Girls Clubs in all the state of Tennessee reside right here in Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
Wow.
So we're very proud of that. Downside of that is, I mean, you know, our buildings burst at the seams, and we have to find a way to make this thing affordable for every family. And thus, that's the challenge where a group like United Way will help us out and help us subsidize some of the families who need us most.
Because especially some of the children who are perhaps most at risk, who can use these programs more than others, are the ones from maybe families who can't afford a lot else.
You know, we have a great diversity, many working-class families, professional families, and some of the greatest need in this community also come to our club. Mm-hmm. About 60% are probably $30,000 or below in annual household income. And so for us, we believe our mission is to serve those who need us most, to inspire and enable all youth to reach their full potential as productive, caring, responsible citizens. And for us, that means making this thing available for every kid. And if you find kids who can afford fees, that's a long line of folks willing to serve them. But those who can't, that's a short line that usually only the Boys and Girls Club stands in.
Do you find that a lot of... Well, first of all, congratulations. You guys have been around 25 years now. That's a major milestone.
You know, I'm just a coattailer, but, you know, many folks, many volunteers and staff have worked hard for a long time to make this thing the organization that it is.
So let me ask you this, being that it has been around for 25 years, do you have any sort of information or any kind of signs that you guys have gotten of children who were influenced by the United Way, by the Boys and Girls Clubs, who have then come back to maybe help again, or who have made some comments as to what influence that had on their lives? You know, $25 years, definitely enough time to sort of see things come full circle.
We're starting to do more and more longitudinal data studies. I can tell you right now, I mean, something fresh off the press is we have 215 kids in our two clubs in Smyrna and Murfreesboro who made the honors roll or the principal's list. That's almost, you know, that's more than 25% of all the kids.
Yeah.
Great testament to the staff and volunteers at the club who work hard to get kids. What a relief for parents to come pick their kid up at 7 p.m. They've had a hot meal. Their homework is complete. And they're prepared for school for the next day. And also during the summer, we do some reading retention where kids can continue to read and not only improve their skills, retain their knowledge from the school year. So I'm very proud of the staff in that. We have staff who've come through the program. We have at least three or four club alumni who have came through the whole system, went to school, off to college, and came back and now work for the club, who are paying back to the next generation. So that's always exciting to see.
And it's always great to keep those resources, keep those people, you know, here in the community as well. The fact they're sticking around and being an asset to the community that helped them originally. That's definitely how you got to do it. Now, you talked about some of the reading retention programs, things like that. What sort of educational programs exactly are offered? Because I know I'm seeing here, you brought some information along with you, and I'm seeing TCAP scores. specifically mentioned is something you guys can help out with. I remember this past year hearing that the TCAP scores in Tennessee were a little down from what they wanted them to be. So that sort of thing, having some sort of educational component outside of just what they're doing in the schools is very important. What sort of things might be offered?
You know, beyond Voyager Reading this summer, kind of reading retention, we also do this daily program called Power Hours, kind of incentive-based. Kids kind of not only complete homework when there's no homework, they kind of do these worksheets and they create these points. We have parties. We give away prizes. There's Project Learn, which is kind of experience-based. You can run a pool tournament and learn about math during that process. And then a new thing called Kids College. It's a phenomenal program. I'm still learning bits of it about you know, we use video games to teach kids education.
Video games.
True story. And it's rolled out at all of our clubs, and it's they have their own individual assessments, but video games to teach academics. Who would have thought of that?
Yeah, because that's one of the things that I think has always been of a greatest advantage that these sort of programs can offer, is that they're still getting through at an educational level, but in a way that normal, you know, public schools can't do, in the sense that they can make it fun, they can expand what kind of activities they involve in it, and that really makes it easier a lot of the times for the kids to learn, to remember, and to want to engage in learning.
You know, in fairness, the teachers are so handcuffed today with regulation and what they have to teach to, and God bless them for the work they do. The beauty of us is that we have a little more, we can kind of make our own rules. And so we have full-time education person at each club who kind of creates the environment and the activities, and they're not restrained by having to teach the test. They really kind of get down to learning. So we're very excited about the accomplishments in our academic program. And also healthy life skills. I mean, a guy mentioned in Woodbury the other day is on our interview and said that I live in Murfreesboro. I've never seen one obese kid at the Boys and Girls
Club. Exactly what I wanted to ask you about next, is what sort of fitness.
And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, it's kind of anecdotal observation, right? There's no data to support that. But I looked around and said, you know what? Most of these kids are in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
So,
and what are you guys doing to foster that exactly? Because childhood obesity right now is such a huge problem nationwide, statewide. I mean, it's such a huge issue. What are the clubs doing to help out?
Well, you know, we have about some structured team sport activities. We have a spring flag football program, a fall flag football program. It has hundreds of kids in it. Basketball now is about 30 teams in Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
Wow.
Beyond that, I mean, the cool part is you can go in and do what's called LOGs, low organized games. Just kind of structure those things where it's, you know, it's kids playing pickup basketball, it's kids playing dodgeball. We mix in kind of some structured stuff with cardiovascular, but, you know, it's great that kids can come there and have academic needs served. They have their morals reinforced, and we help them get in shape and stay in shape.
And talking about the moral reinforcement, how exactly do you guys do that? Is it just setting a good example? Is it just by who you have on staff and who you have sort of leading things?
There's some programmatic pieces, a lot of strong cultural reinforcement. I mean, not only that from the staff, but from the kids, those who've been there a while kind of know. And, you know, we have no proof of good character to belong with the Boys and Girls Club, which means also what you do at home or at school. If you'll come in our club, follow the rules, respect authority, be a good steward of the things that are there, you'll always be welcome. And kids really kind of conform to that. We still have some kids that are rough that, you know, have to kind of come and go and do some disciplinary action. But for the most part, at some point, they fall in. And it's amazing to see that many kids, 400 kids, organize chaos and still be able to retain some sense of sanity. So,
absolutely. Now, if people want to get involved, if people want to, somebody wants to join the Boys and Girls Club, what's the best way they can do that?
Both clubs, 820 Jones Boulevard in Murfreesboro, 198 Culbertson Street there in Smyrna, also at the campus school in Murfreesboro, and also there on Madison Street in Bedford County. We now serve youth in Bedford County. I always say this, 91% of club alumni say they're happy in their adult lives. Back to our whole drug issue, right? It's not happy folks doing drugs. 90% graduate from high school compared to about 70-74 as a state average. 57% of club alumni say my life.
So their life. That's a bold statement to say that the club literally saved their life.
Saved their life. They either totally agree or some would agree with that statement. So tremendous impact on youth. I would say support United Way, support Boys and Girls Clubs.
And even if you don't join, you can donate still, right? You could still donate too.
Go to our website, www.bgcrc.net.
And they have there's a donate function on there where you can donate to.
And you also have membership information there as well. Just want to say a quick hi to my beautiful wife at home, Alicia, and my kids who are huddled somewhere listening. We appreciate you guys and can't wait to see you tonight.
Let me ask you this to kind of close things out. Were you, as a child, ever a member of, perhaps not a Boys and Girls Club, but a YMCA, some sort of, you know, after school, outside of school establishment?
I'll tell you what, my life would have been so much easier had I been. I grew up in Fairdale, Kentucky. Metropolis of about 7,000-8,000 people back then, about 20 miles south of Louisville. I was blessed enough that people tracked me down for youth sports as a kid. That didn't fill all the gaps, but as that kind of went away at 12, the trouble seemed to kind of increase. So I sure wish I'd have had somewhere to go after school. I'd have went there. And I think it's a wonderful treasure of this community and a tremendous support.
Well, there you heard it. And thank you so much for joining us today. That website is bgcrc.net, bgcrc.net. You can find out how to join. You can find out how to donate. You can find out what they've got going on that would be of interest to you or your child. Todd, thanks so much for coming in today.
Hey, thank you once again. Support United Way.
All righty. And another shout out to the wife. You know you should.
Hi, honey.
There you go.
I'll see you tonight.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much. Rutherford Issues rolls on in just a moment, and actually, you know what the heck, we're going to have a little bit of fun right now. For all you sports fans out there, All Sports Talk is coming up next. If you would like to win a set of four MTSU tickets, one set of four MTSU tickets, give us a call. Give us a call right now, 893-1450. First caller wins those tickets. We'll get your name and number. Make sure you can get those as soon as possible. Keep it tuned right here to Rutherford Issues. More coming up in just a moment.
Blue Raider fans come in all sizes, and Lightning's Locker Room has gear for the smallest of fans. The Little Raider section has the only selection for your little ones. From onesies to bibs, overalls, and booties. Everything in between, just for your infants, toddlers, and young Big Blue fans. Lightning's Locker Room is at 910 Richley Road, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Stop in and see the Little Raider section of apparel at Lightning's Locker Room.
The savings are big at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. Here's Jenny Williams.
The new year is a great time to think safety. Replace worn out detectors with your choice of a First Alert smoke detector, carbon monoxide detector, or fire extinguisher, just $9.99 after rebate. You save $5. Get Mr. Clean windshield wash for 99 cents a gallon and a propane torch kit for $4.99, both after rebate.
It's the Man on the Street Report, brought to you by Fairer Construction and First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Fairer Construction Company is a family business that has a long record of offering help when you need it the most.
In fact, Fairer Construction has been making victims of fire, wind, and water damage whole again, whether it's at their home or business.
Fairer Construction is a family business. I'm Chuck Farah.
And I'm Carol Farah. Call 893-6120 anytime, day or night.
For almost 60 years, our family at Fairer Construction have been helping when disaster hits. Call 893-6120 for help when you need it the most.
With Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday being celebrated in African American History Month just around the corner, we hit the streets to find out if African Americans think King's dream is still alive today and how they feel they are viewed by modern society.
There's still that stereotype about Afro-American people. And it's amazing because I don't know how many times I've been told, you're not like the rest of them. What does that mean?
Black people are something that we are educated. We can be just as successful in life or anything as the white people. Right. We shouldn't be seeing black females shaking or chest all out, rear all out.
I want to present someone that is confident and strong and is college educated. And I kind of don't want you to notice that I'm African-American. Even though that's such a strong part of my identity, I don't want it to be something that you take into account when you're considering employing me or not.
We got to be educated, and the whole thing is based off of, is who to blame. Is it our parents? Is it our grandparents? Is it us? Because I know
everybody.
It is everybody, and that's what I think.
Young black man cannot graduate from high school or go to college. Young black men are better off in jail. They fall under that statistic because they don't have a motivational push to stop them from doing whatever the things they are doing to get them into that status.
Depends on the individual. Do you feel that there's a barrier there? And this is America. So, I mean, you do have the opportunity if you want it.
For the Man on the Street Report, I'm Zach Troutman.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
We're the station that focuses on things on your mind. WGNS, and this is Rutherford Issues.
Come on. Congratulations to Mr. William Murphy. William Murphy, enjoy that game tonight. MTSU game courtesy of WGNS, and that is Troy playing the MTSU men right there in the Murphy Center. Tonight we will be broadcasting that right here on WGNS at pregame starting at 6:30, tip-off at 7. William Murphy, congratulations to you once again. All Sports Talk is coming up in about 5 minutes, and right before that, let's get a little bit of preview of what's going on in sports with ABC Sports.
In the NBA, the latest round of the Battle of the Los Angeles Scrap goes to the Lakers. I'm Michael Barr, ABC Sports. The Lakers beat the Clippers 96-91 last night, and Lakers fans give world peace a chance.
Hit by Kobe again, no, and Kobe comes out of there with it. Meta world peace, top of the key for three. Got it!
710 ESPN Radio with a call. The Chicago Bulls were perfect at home this season until last night. The Bulls were rammed by the Indiana Pacers 95-90. The Minnesota Timberwolves dunked Houston 105-90. Kevin Love racked up 31 points. Meanwhile, the Timberwolves showed some love to Love with a four-year extension worth more than $60 million.
I feel good. I'm excited, you know, to be a part of this organization. I'm excited for the fans. They're the reason I do what I do. I'm excited for the coaching staff. I'm excited for my teammates. I'm excited for me and my family. It's a good feeling to have.
Toronto and Utah went into double overtime before the Raptors emerged as winners 111-106. Other NBA winners, Washington, New Jersey, Cleveland, Miami, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Milwaukee, Denver, and Golden State. In tennis, Maria Sharapova beat Petra Kvitova to advance in the Australian Open Finals. Sharapova will face Victoria Azarenka after she beat defending champ Kim Clijsters. After the game, Sharapova talked about the victory.
I love this sport, and you know, sometimes even if you're not playing your best tennis, you can find a way to win. It's a one-on-one sport, and it's really just about you and your opponent, and it can be an hour, it can be 3 hours, and you know, at the end of the day, no matter how good or bad you play, you just try to win every point, and that's I guess how I try to do it today.
In the men's semifinals, if tennis had a version of Rock'em Sock'em Robots, it would be Roger Federer against Rafael Nadal. When the dust settled, Nadal advanced. In men's college basketball, Oklahoma State upset second-ranked Missouri 79-72. Freshman LeBryan Nash scored a career-high 27 points. In the NHL, Montreal put a what-for-and-why whipping on Detroit 7-2. Michael Barr, ABC Sports.
The Educator of the Month is Peggy Mead with Daymar Institute in Murfreesboro. Melissa McCullough from WGNS had the opportunity to present Ms. Mead the Educator of the Month Award.
I'm Melissa with WGNS and wanted to present you, Ms. Peggy Mead, with Educator of the Month. Well, thank you. Thank you. What are things that make you want to teach the most?
I like to see their interest, their excitement, their enthusiasm for learning things.
What are you most proud of?
I am most proud when I see students that I have taught here for the past 6 years graduating. I love to see that.
And what would you like to accomplish before you retire?
I'd just like to see as many people as possible reach as many of their goals as they can.
The Educator of the Month is brought to you by Farmer Brothers Insurance, City Tile and Floor Covering, Toots Good Food and Fun, and Reeve Sane Drugstore and Soda Shop.
Here's Frank LaPetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
I would like to extend a special invitation for you to come worship with us. We are an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible-believing Southern Baptist church, teaching Christ Jesus is the Lord and a sinful man's only hope.
Worship with the family of Holly Grove Baptist Church. Sunday school begins at 9:45 a.m. and worship services at 11. Join us Wednesday nights at 7.
We have a great youth program and Sunday school classes for all age groups.
Holly Grove Baptist Church is on Holly Grove Road. Turn right off Highway 231 past Walter Hill School onto Holly Grove Road.
We're about 3 miles on the left. I promise you, you will find a warm welcome inside. Find out more at hollygrovebaptist.com or by calling 896-5282.
Holly Grove Baptist Church, reaching out to offer hope.
Don't miss our services here on WGNS each Sunday at noon. I'm Frank LePetri, and may the Lord bless you.
Each week, the Demas family salute an outstanding emergency responder who goes the extra mile. A listener says they were involved in an auto accident. They say it was getting heated before Officer Terry Spence arrived. The Murfreesboro police officer calmed us down and made us realize how fortunate we were that none of us had serious injuries. He was a true professional who calmed nerves and got us all working together. Murfreesboro police officer Terry Spence receives dinner for two at Demas Restaurant. Now, this is not the first time the public has sent glowing reports about this officer. The family at Demas Restaurant encourage you to take the time to let us know when you see an emergency responder going the extra mile. Whether it's a police officer, firefighter, paramedic, or telecommunicator, put it in writing and get it to WGNS. And thank you, Officer Terry Spence.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Rutherford Issues. All Sports Talk with Monty Hale Jr. is up next, and later, Troy at MTSU Basketball at 7. Keep it tuned right here for the latest in sports action and everything else. Have an excellent afternoon, everyone.